in regard to PP14, if we're trying to be consistent with the UN Guiding Principles on Business and Human Rights, then indeed the language should reflect both prevent and mitigate adverse impacts. And I would note that while setting standards for access to effective remedies is one formulation, if we're using the guiding principles, it would be prevent, mitigate, and then actually provide access to effective remedy as opposed to just setting standards.